Jeff Fitch is a scientist at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca. Jeff, we're really looking forward to the annual agronomy field tour, and it's going to be in person, hopefully out in the field, at least there at the office and not staring at a computer screen.
Yeah, Jerry, it's Tuesday, June 21st. It starts at 8 o'clock with registration, and the program will go from 8:30 to 11:30 and followed by a lunch. And, yeah, we're going to be in person and not on the computer screen for the first time in a couple years. And we got a good lineup of speakers. We've got Ed Usset, a U of M applied agronomist, who's going to talk about marketing grain and corn and soybeans prices. And I'm sure he'll be ready to field some questions about the high fuel costs and the high commodity or input costs and those types of things as well. But he'll focus on marketing crops. We got Ryan Miller from the Regional Extension Office in Rochester to talk about weed management. We got Jeff Coulter from the U of M Extension Agronomist from St. Paul campus to talk about corn growth and development. You know, the planting season in 2022 was delayed for a lot of people, and we've got corn that's anywhere from V2 to V8 across the state, and he'll kind of address the yield potential of those different stages of that crop and kind of where we're at. And then we've got a couple of grad students, Ethan Lay from the Department of Agronomy and Plant Genetics, going to talk about cover crops and how they affect weed management in both corn and soybeans, and another grad student from the Soil, Water, and Climate Department on the U of M campus. And that's Bailey Tangen. She's going to talk about farmers are adopting reduced tillage and cover crops on their farms, and can we quantify the benefits of that to the soil and maybe also an economic benefit to that or an economic value? And that's what she's doing with her graduate research program. And then we have Melissa Wilson. There were a lot of farmers. Melissa Wilson is our assistant professor in the Department of Soil, Water, and Climate. She's a manure management specialist. There were a lot of growers with the wet conditions this spring that maybe had some challenges getting their spring manure applied. And she's going to talk a little bit about a study she's doing looking at spring applications of manure in season in the early growth stages.
You know, it's really exciting, Jeff. And I've interviewed a number of those grad students about their projects, and they've been talking at Winter Crops Day. And it's really exciting to see that younger generation coming on with some enthusiasm and new ideas.
Oh, definitely. And boy, you know, I'm an old man at this now. And, you know, the grad students of 30 years ago when I was in graduate school compared to today, they are incredibly sharp and articulate and great speakers, and they've got good projects. And yeah, it's a lot of fun to listen to them. And they do have that enthusiasm. There's no doubt about it.
And of course, you can just show up. You don't have to pre-register.
Correct. Yeah, no pre-registration needed. There is a fee that covers part of the lunch and some of the other expenses that can be paid either by check or cash at the door. And yeah, 8 o'clock registration. The program will start at 8:30, and we will be outside in the field. The weather sounds hot but dry, but Ed Usset's part of the program will occur or will happen inside our meeting room. So that'll be at 8:30, and then we'll go to the field after that part.
Well, hopefully the fields have dried out, because you guys really got dumped on here earlier this week, didn't you, Jeff?
Yeah, Monday morning it was a gloomy Monday. We had 3.5 inches of rain here at the Southern Research and Outreach Center, and it occurred in about 3.5 hours, so that's pretty easy math. Really intense rainfall, lots of erosion, lots of runoff, lots of ponding. Kind of ugly looking out there. I was out in the field a little bit walking around yesterday. There's still some drowned out spots. Hopefully that corn gets out of the water here pretty soon, or we're gonna have some dead areas, obviously, and maybe some low areas of the field that'll have to be replanted, and you know, your options for that are getting limited as well. But I think it could be worse. I heard some other areas that maybe was even worse than what we had, but just the intensity was really the problem. If we'd have got 3.5 inches over a period of a couple of days, it might not have been so ugly as in a few hours.
Or if the crop would have been bigger.
Oh, definitely, yeah. If you get that kind of rainfall in July when you got a full canopy, that's not nearly as big a concern as it is today, or in mid-June.
Well, right there in the immediate Waseca area really drew the short straw this year, because going out to the farm, I could go out to the farm to plant right across the line, Waseca County, Faribault County line. But around Waseca, a couple times you'd had couple 3 inches of rain when we didn't get hardly any. It seemed like Mother Nature really wanted to dump on the immediate Waseca area.
Yeah, it was a strange spring, Jerry, because we didn't get, some of those amounts weren't that large, but every time it got dry enough, we'd get about 12 or 14, 16 hours to plant, and then it'd rain again, and when we were out for another 4 or 5 days, and I know other parts of the state battled through the same thing. I know the west central part of the state really struggled to get things planted. We've got our agronomy plant genetics group. They do the hybrid and variety trials across the state, and they talked about some of their locations where virtually nothing was planted until around Memorial Day.
Did you get everything in there at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca that you were hoping to?
Yeah, I think we finished planting that the few days there right before Memorial Day, and there was a little bit of beans that went in after that, but for the most part, things got in the ground, and we've got some heat now. We've got plenty of moisture, so things are germinated, but it'll be interesting because we've got corn that's V7 that looks fantastic, and you've got corn that's V2, V3 that seems like it's way behind, but maybe with this hot weather that's forecast for the next 7 to 10 days and a lot of sunshine, that corn will probably catch up, and I'm sure it'll all make corn. It's just a matter of some of it might be a little wetter at harvest than we've been used to the last couple of years.
They're talking mid-90s, even upper 90s, but we've got plenty of moisture, and it's not during pollination, so you aren't too concerned about those little corn and soybean plants handling this?
No, obviously in the areas that were flooded, that's a serious problem, especially with the really hot conditions. But out in the open areas where the corn is not, or the soils aren't saturated, no, the plants can tough that out. And warming up the soil is actually a good thing this time of year. It gets things growing, gets roots moving, gets roots developing, and the crop can stand the heat right now.
As long as we can keep the weeds under control, get the herbicide programs on, but I think the post-emergence pass on corn, the smaller corn, maybe that's yet to do, but the corn that got in on time, I think that's probably all pretty well finished up.
Yeah, I think that, the pre's mostly got done. Tom would say it's classic post-merge season for corn, and that's critical, the timing of that. Soybeans, we still have some time here in the next week or two, but these fields that are got a lot of drowned out spots, if guys still need to get in there with post-emerge corn herbicides, that could be a challenge.
And back to those drowned out spots, I remember the preventive plant year of 2013, and it was wet a couple other years, and you've got a pothole in the middle of the cornfield that drowned it out, and to tear crop down to get in there to do something about those weeds, I just left it. And of course, a lot of weeds went to seed, and I'm still fighting the weeds in those areas where we let them go because they drown it out.
Yeah, that is a challenge. And the good news is that there's, I think, several days of dry weather kind of in the forecast. So it's likely those areas will dry out and growers can get in there. Farmers can get in there and decide if they want to replant those spots or maybe if it's going to need another herbicide application in the next week or 10 days to keep some of the weeds under control in those areas.
Back to the agronomy field tour for certified crop advisors. Credits will be available like usual, Jeff?
Yeah, they'll be available, and I don't have the totals in front of me, but I think it'll be 3 CEUs, and it'll be split between crop management and soil and water.
Well, looking forward to it, and you're still in charge of the weather, Jeff.
Yeah. I wish I was, and if I was, we wouldn't have got 3.5 inches of rain on Monday morning in 3 hours.
Jeff Fetch, scientist at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca.